something about Mary Tittles to us.
My first name is Thelma. I'm from South Africa. I was born in South Africa, but both my parents are of Zimbabwean Rhodesian, ex-Rhodesian descent. But they brought up us in South Africa. We were Methodist. My mother was schooled, was a convent girl, but her dad was a Methodist priest. So we grew up knowing that we're Methodists. One time when I was 16, coming from boarding school, my mother said, "Look here, my daughter, the road to church no longer goes this way, goes that way." I said, "But ma'am, that is the Catholic Church. I don't know anything about Catholicism." She said, "No, that is where we're going." And during that time, children were seen and not heard. I had a cousin, distant cousin at high school, who was Catholic, very strange Catholic girl. When her books fell, there would these prayer cards coming out, and I used to call them ghosts. I said, you're annoying me with these ghosts. And then he said, "Cuz, one day you'll be the big proponent of Catholicism." I said, "Who, me?" Don't say that. And then I went to listen to my parents, went to the Catholic Church, got accepted, got confirmed, and I said, "No, what's there to lose? Let me just dig this religion up." And as I continue to dig up, I'm a big reader of books. I found out this Catholic bookshop. It became, the nuns there became my friends. I would just dig up books. I would buy 1,000 friends worth of books. And then I would just read upon. There was this deep yearning of saying, "Who is this Mary? Who is this mother? Who is that?" I've traveled the world following this lady. I started off by going to the Vatican. I looked at the cathedrals and said they are turning into museums. I went to Assisi and I found that, okay, something is good here. I went to Lourdes. I went to Paray-le-Monial. Last year I went to Medjugorje. That's when I felt, we first went to Poland. I felt the Catholic Church is alive in Poland, despite the wars that we heard of so many years ago. And then from Poland we went to Medjugorje. I still relish fasting on water and bread on Wednesdays and Fridays, even to this day as I'm in this hotel. Even the taxi drivers there, they know that Our Lady, the Queen of Peace, who has brought peace from the communists to this land. And now here I came to Fatima for the first time on a one-day visit because we have visited some friends in Lisbon. So I said, "Would you take us to Fatima?" I said, "It's a 2 hours drive from Lisbon." We came here, it was a day only. I yearned to say, "God, please, I want to see that lady." I like it when the Portuguese says, "Nossa Senhora." I love it. My husband is of Portuguese language descent as well. So we make a great team because he is Catholic anyway. He's Catholic, and all the 4 children were raised Catholic from the cradle. I'm the only convert, but I seem to be more Catholic than all of them put together. And now we'll be going back to Lourdes again after this, via Garabandal and Dozule and Lisieux and Rue de Bach. I just felt this lady called me. I felt held by this mother. I still strongly believe that she led my mother to hold me by the hand to the Catholic Church, because even as though she took most of my siblings together, they fell by the wayside. I am the one who remains a strong Catholic with my older sister today. I felt held because I can have moments of sitting, and I had a book which I borrowed to a friend which never came back. But I don't mind because it means she gets solace from that book. Where that book would tell me that, imagine yourself sitting on a stoop with Mary. What is she telling you? What are you hearing? What are the difficulties that you feel you must let her know? Is there anything that you're holding back? So I feel all this movement, this being held, and then I can let go. And people think I don't have problems. I have plenty. But I talk to this mother who listens to me and tells me what to do. I don't have to see her in an apparition. She's always around me.
Thank you, Brian.
Telling you about this shrine in South Africa, in a province called KZN, KwaZulu Natal. Lapho umame wethu wavela wabonakala windela yombenedictine eyayivela kwaseJalmani uSister Reynolda. Wayebizwa ngegama lesiZulu ukuthi wawumashiyane. Umame wabonakala kuye wamtshela ukuthi uyitabernacle lo phezu konke. Makushicilelwa ngesilungu ukuthi she was the tabernacle of the Most High. USister Mashiyani ke wakhulisa ukukhonza uMaria. She grew the devotion to Our Lady. Namhlanje eNingizimu Afrika abantu babuya eLesotho, eSwazini, eZimbabwe bazobona ishrine ekaMame eNgome eSouth Africa. Ngiyabonga. Thank you.